USA Radio News.
Senator Bill Nelson announced today that his race against Governor Rick Scott is not over. Of the 8.1 million ballots cast, Scott leads by 34,537, which is within the threshold for a state-mandated recount. Now all of Florida's 67 counties need to recheck tally totals, and the deadline for that is November 10th. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell spoke on Capitol Hill. One of the things he addressed was the fact that the Democrats may start going after President Trump and administration members now that they have control of Congress.
Well, you know, the whole issue of presidential harassment is interesting. I remember when we tried it in the late 90s. We impeached President Clinton. His numbers went up and ours went down, and we underperformed in the next election. So the Democrats in the House will have to decide just how much presidential harassment they think is good strategy. I'm not so sure it'll work for them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
A former governor helped keep a Senate seat red, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A familiar political voice. He was a governor, and he ran for the White House, and now he'll be in the U.S. Senate.
The victory tonight is more than a victory of a candidate for the United States Senate. I believe it's a call for greater dignity and respect.
Mitt Romney, the winner of the seat that's been held by longtime Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch. Romney, the favorite in the race, held a large lead in statewide polls over his Democratic challenger, Jenny Wilson.
It is also a call for action. Action on items that are long past due. Action to finally get us on a path to a balanced budget. Action to reform our immigration system.
Brothel owner Dennis Hoff, who died last month, managed to win an election for a Nevada State Assembly seat. The seat will be declared vacant since the winner is dead, and the county commissioner will begin the process to fill the seat. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with liberty.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook Remember, counselors chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some mixed messages from the White House. Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin was busy on Sunday trying to sell President Trump's idea of working with Russia on cybersecurity.
I think this is a very important step forward, that what we want to make sure is that we coordinate with Russia, that we're focused on cybersecurity together.
Yet hours later, the president himself downplays the whole idea of the U.S. having a cybersecurity partnership with Russia. Mark Mayfield with that part of the story.
On Twitter, the president said the fact that he and Russian President Vladimir Putin talked about creating a cybersecurity unit doesn't mean he thinks it can happen. He added, it can't, but a ceasefire can and did.
President Trump referring to the Syrian ceasefire that was brokered with help from Russia. Fighting has stopped in three southern Syrian provinces for now. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
Congress gets back to work today after its 4th of July recess, and health care is one of the most pressing issues on lawmakers' to-do list. President Trump tweeting this morning that he, quote, cannot imagine that Congress would dare to leave Washington without a new health care bill fully approved and ready to go. Lawmakers only have 3 more weeks to make it happen before they head home for another break in August. Senator John McCain saying of the GOP Senate health care bill,
I fear that it's going to fail, and then we should convene a Republican conference. Say, what are we going to do?
McCain saying he believes it's time to let Democrats in on the process of building the bill. Alaska's Bogoslav volcano continues to erupt. That Aleutian Island volcano shooting a cloud of ash up to about 30,000 feet over the weekend. It has led to a red aviation warning affecting flights between North America and Asia. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-2206. That's 1-800-379-2206.
A former USA gymnastics doctor will reportedly plead guilty to federal child porn charges. Reports are Larry Nassar has agreed to plead guilty to the accusations that he obtained and possessed child porn and that he destroyed some images or files. Nassar, who also worked for Michigan State University, is also facing state charges that he sexually assaulted young girls. He was fired from the university last year because of the accusations. Several New York Democrats are proposing legislation that would protect undocumented 9/11 workers from deportation, as Sarah Lee Kessler explains.
Manhattan Congressman Gerald Nadler and Queens Congressman Joseph Crowley are pushing a bill protecting illegal immigrants who did recovery and cleanup work at Ground Zero.
There's no doubt in my mind that what they did was beyond patriotic. It was heroic.
The bill would give undocumented 9/11 workers permanent resident status and a path to citizenship. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
And NASA's Juno spacecraft will be getting the closest look ever at Jupiter's giant red spot today. The probe will fly about 5,600 miles over that centuries-old storm on that planet, about three times larger than Earth and arguably the gas giant's most recognizable feature. The spacecraft will take pictures and use precision instruments to see just what we can learn about that thing. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The time is 9:06. It's time for Hunting Chamber Radio Weather. 71 degrees right now in Flemington. It's overcast skies. We've got a 20% chance of precipitation for today. It is July 10th. It's Monday, 2017. Mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 80s. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain will be 20%. Mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Warm with lows in the upper 60s. South winds around 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, is chance of thunderstorms in the morning. Then partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall in the afternoon. It'll be humid. On Wednesday the 12th, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s. Thursday the 13th, hot with highs in the lower 90s, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Friday the 14th, same thing, lower 80s. And on Saturday, mostly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, 30%, and the lower 80s. Temperatures in our area, 71 in Raritan, 71 in Ringo, 68 in Kingwood, 68 in Pattonburg, 69 up in Highbridge, 73 in White House. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunting Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Welcome back to Good Morning, Hunter and Hunchimer.com. I have my guest here. Her name is Hillary Wilcox, and she represents Kearson Farms in Hunterdon County. We're going to learn all about Kearson Farms for the purposes of Farrier Week, which up until about a month ago, I was confusing farrier with furrier. So I am one of those. I was telling you off the air, Hillary, those city folks that live in the rural county. I'm one of the city folk. Welcome. Thanks for having come and being with me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about Kearson. Where are you guys and what are you all about over there?
We're on Westwoods Church Road, right across the street from the YMCA and Deer Path Park.
Okay.
And we have training horses, riding lessons, camps, birthday parties, everything mm-hmm. horse.
Everything horse.
And we start lessons for, you know, beginners. We start lessons at 3 years old, and we go all the way through. We have people who compete at a national and world level on their horses, right. So we cover it all.
Yeah, it just occurred to me that when you said you're near Deer Path, every Thursday there's something going on during the summer. And I know horses get spooked pretty easily. Have you guys because of your location, had to deal with that?
No, the concerts in the park and that kind of stuff, we can hear it from the barn, but it doesn't bother the horses much at all. It's not, you know, not too loud from where we are, and there's stuff going on there all the time, so the horses are pretty used to it.
All right, so they get accustomed to it.
Yeah.
So let's go back a little bit. You are Hillary Wilcox, and we called you to come on over here, but let's start from where you began. What have you always been in Hunterdon County, and you and have you always? When was your love of horses come to bear?
No, I'm actually from Missouri originally. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
All right. How does a Missouri girl get to New Jersey? Because normally we're running to Missouri, not away from it.
I came for work. I started working at Kearson when it was owned by the previous owners and then have just stayed here.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as horses, I started riding before I could sit up, actually. Horses are a family activity for, mm-hmm. for my family. My grandma raises and breeds horses. She actually stands the number two sire of horses for our breed in the country. So I've just always been involved. And
could you say it again? Your grandma did what?
My grandmother breeds horses.
Yeah.
She has the number two rated sire in the country for our breed.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
How does something like that get... what's the
criteria
to, yeah, to be the number two sire?
Well, it's calculated by number of mares bred and okay. then success of the offspring.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And for what purposes? Is it for thoroughbreds, for...
We actually at Kearson specialize in American Saddlebreds, Morgans, and Hackney Ponies,
okay.
which are breeds of horses.
Right.
And my grandmother's stud is actually an American Saddlebred. So Saddlebreds are a pretty versatile breed. They mm-hmm. do all sorts of different things. In our field of expertise, they're show horses, they're performance horses.
Okay.
But they also jump, and they can do dressage, and they can do all of the things that you normally think of when you think of a horse.
So, from my understanding, your grandmother, who has the number two sire in the country, there are people that desire the potential of an American saddle horse for those types of activities, dressage, or as you were
talking about. Most people want them for their qualities as a show horse. That's where they have the highest dollar value.
Where they're doing the... all the different barrel runs and jumps over fences? Is that
not
the show?
Exactly. Our okay. horses are they're a little bit different. They're meant to be really bold and powerful and pretty, and their shows just exhibit those traits for them. So they don't jump. They don't do barrel races. They have specific movements that they have to do, and
okay.
that's what they're judged on.
Okay. All right. So this is a whole world that I am completely unfamiliar with, as you're probably surmising right now. So your world of horses and dealing with American Saddlebred knows that your grandmother has the king
yeah.
at this point.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Very cool. So when did you deal with horses on the farm in Missouri?
Her farm's right across the river in Waterloo, Illinois, and I grew up, I was out there like 3 and 4 days a week. I went every day after school. I worked for her in the summers and helped her do vet work, and I had horses there that were mine to ride and do whatever I wanted with. And
nice.
Then as I got older, I started showing horses for her.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the breeding business, is you want to sell
sure.
the offspring. So sure. I rode horses for her. And then I went to college for equestrian sciences.
And where was that?
Stevens College in Columbia, Missouri.
Okay, so you weren't, I don't know how far that was from where you were, but...
It was about 2 hours.
Okay.
It's right outside of Jeff City.
That's convenient.
Which is the capital of Missouri. And it was pretty cool. So, and I got a degree in equestrian business management with a focus in training and instruction.
Mm-hmm.
And then worked for a couple of different people and then came to New Jersey.
And New Jersey just showed up on a post, and voila, you showed up.
Kind of, yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Our industry is relatively small, and it's like a big small town. We all know of each other,
mm-hmm.
know about each other. So it was an opportunity that was presented to me, and so here I am.
All right, were you ever in New Jersey prior to
no.
showing up here?
I was not.
So did you have any idea what you were going to be coming to see? Now,
no.
I've only passed through Missouri. I think it was at Kansas City once or twice. But, it's a big state, but I know it's pretty open. New Jersey has its reputation. So did you have an idea of what you were going to experience here and the fact that this part of New Jersey is completely different than where you probably flew into?
No, I've never been to New Jersey before I came, before
right.
I moved here. I never even visited.
Yeah.
And, everybody in Missouri was like, oh, my God, you're going to move to New Jersey. I kept asking about the Sopranos.
There you go. Yeah, everybody asked about the Sopranos.
Yeah. But, No, this part of New Jersey is really wonderful, and it's lovely, and it, and this particular part of New Jersey is not too different from Missouri, really.
Don't tell anybody. I've been told that we have more horses in this part of the state than we do in all of Kentucky. Is that something that can be verified, or is that just somebody bragging?
Well, I'm sure it could be, but Kentucky claims to be the horse capital of the world.
Yep.
I think, actually, that's not even the country. But there are a lot of horses in Kentucky, but there are a lot of horses in this area of New Jersey as well. And the, you know, the Olympic Equestrian Training Center is here. We have a pretty thriving standardbred market as well, so it's a big...
So how long have you been here? When did you decide to make that trek?
2013.
Okay, so you've been here about four and a half years.
Yep.
What you just said about the equestrian center being here, and there's a lot of horse farms. Now I live right off of 523, and I drive past all these horse farms all the time. Just found out you guys are right around the corner over at Woodchurch Road. Why? What is conducive about New Jersey and this area in New Jersey that does that? Is it just everybody happened to settle in this area and moves from one plot of land to another? Or is there something more unique about this place than we're not familiar with?
You know, I think there's a good mix of different types of horses here. And I think that the East Coast is close to lots of different activities for all those types of horses. You know, there's a lot of different shows and a lot of different opportunities that are relatively close to where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's when there's a community of people who participate in the horse community and the horse industry,
right,
it makes it easier for more people to come in.
Sure. Any idea as to why the Equestrian Center is here from the Olympics?
That I don't know. It has been here for a long time in some capacity.
Yeah.
And I do think part of that is that the hunter jumper community and the dressage community, which is what the Olympics, those are the equestrian events in the Olympics.
Okay.
Is big here.
Okay.
And there's a big percentage of riders that are in the area, so it's convenient that way.
So, yeah, I guess I'm looking for the chicken and egg here. Was the equestrian center here first and everybody came around, or was there just a group of people that focused on the dressage and the hunter jumper community that made the Olympic Committee show say we got to be here instead of Colorado or something like that?
I think that the community was here first, and the United States Equestrian Federation, right, which is the governing body of our sport, it was where their offices were for a long time too. They're in Kentucky now, but the training facility is still here.
Cool. All right, we're talking with Hillary Wilcox. She represents Kearson Farms over there on Woodchurch Road is it Reddington?
Yes.
Yeah, in Reddington. And we're going to be right back and learn a bit more about Kearson Farms, its history, and all the program services and how to take care of these great animals. We'll be right back. You're listening to Good Morning Hunting on HuntingChamber.com.
It's time to visit Pambies, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambies Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambies, purely delicious. See, now all my flavors are
guaranteed to satisfy. Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Last night, the Republican Party defied history to expand our Senate majority while significantly beating expectations in the House. We did this in spite of a very dramatic fundraising disadvantage driven by Democrats' wealthy donors and special interests and very hostile media coverage, to put it mildly. The media coverage set a new record and a new standard.
President Trump at a press conference at the White House today after the midterm election results. The president also talked about Speaker of the House, or possible Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
She works very hard, and she's worked long and hard. I give her a great deal of credit for what she's done and what she's accomplished. Hopefully we can all work together next year to continue delivering for the American people.
Florida's Senate race between Bill Nelson and Governor Rick Scott is headed towards a recount. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
With an update on how things went in the Badger State, we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Democrats hold on to a seat in the U.S. Senate as Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin wins re-election over her opponent, Republican State Senator Leah Vukmir. Baldwin says she wants to work together as a country.
They sent a clear message in this election that they don't want politicians to play politics with their service and their sacrifice. They want us to respect it by working together across party lines to solve problems. That is what I have done as your senator, and that is what I'm going to continue to do.
And it looks like there will be a recount in the Wisconsin gubernatorial race, as Scott Walker is requesting